The Sauchie poltergeist case is one of the biggest cases ever to have occurred in Bonnie, Scotland. It happened way back in 1961, and very briefly what happened was that a family came over from Ireland, from Donegal in Ireland, to live in the small town of Sauchie, which is in central Scotland. Now, the little girl that this poltergeist affected, her name was Virginia Campbell, and she really didn't want to leave Ireland. She had family and friends there. She had a little dog over there, and she didn't really want to come to Scotland. However, the family uprooted, and they travelled over, and they settled into their house in this small town. Now, no sooner had they settled into this house than strange and bizarre events began to unfold. Firstly, there were knockings on the wall, there were rappings on the bed itself, and there was all these noises, rappings, horrible burning smells pervading the whole house. It didn't just stop at the house. Incredibly, it even went to a local school, a little primary school. And on one occasion, the teacher looked up from her desk at the front of the class. And she looked up right across the classroom and saw that one of her pupils, that is Virginia, had her arms forcibly trying to push down on the lip of this desk, the desk lid. And she says, "Virginia, what are you doing?" "Nothing, miss, nothing. Please stop that. Put your arms away." So Virginia took her arms off the desk and the desk lid was flap, 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 up and down, and then it rose. The desk rose a couple of inches in full view of all her classmates and also the teacher as well, up into the air. And on another occasion, Virginia approached her school teacher. And this is back in 1960, George. In Scotland, we had the big long desks and the tall wooden cane, teacher's cane, which she pointed to the large big blackboard. And Virginia approached the teacher with her schoolwork, her essays, and put it down on her desk. Seconds later, the large school cane, the big pointer, started to vibrate on the table. Then it stood up. It stood up vertically and started bang, bang, banging on the table. Mm-hmm. Again, in full view of all the terrified classmates. If that wasn't enough, this large, heavy oak table lifted a couple of inches off the floor and started to rotate very, very slowly. And whereas before the teacher was, her stomach was in part of the long, you know, end of the table, it turned round where the narrow end of the table was then in front of the teacher's stomach. Now this, it sounds preposterous, it sounds crazy, it's like something out of a Steven Spielberg movie, but this was witnessed by over 50 classmates of Virginia Campbell. And soon the local doctor and minister got involved because it really was traumatic what was happening in this family home. The doctor attended Virginia and she was lying in her bed, and suddenly he saw the pillow next to Virginia as she was laying in bed, it pressed down as if another person, an invisible person's head, had indented into the pillow. And then in the bedroom, a heavy linen chest rose up several inches off the floor and started thumping down. And so much happened in that particular case. It was unbelievable. It drew the attention, obviously, of the local newspapers and in the national newspapers, and it went worldwide. And to date, this is unequaled in the annals of poltergeist phenomena, not only in Scotland, I guess, but certainly within the rest of the United Kingdom. But as a tail note, George, the family up sticks and they moved off to somewhere down in England. And sadly, we don't know where they went, because I would love, absolutely love, to get back in touch with that family, purely just to see if anything else is happening, if everything's subsided. And equally, I mean, a new family obviously has moved into that poltergeist house, and it's, as a researcher, George, you sometimes wonder when you go back to a haunted house, knock on the new occupant's door, you know.
I'm not sure I'd go back, Malcolm.
Yeah, this is the thing, you know, and knock on the door and say to the new occupant, you know, are you getting any bother there? It's one of these things that's difficult to do, but it was a very, very bizarre case, that one, for sure.